Nolte, Black Men Tell MSNBC Why Trump Might Win Their Vote. By John Nolte on February 6, 2024. A group of black men in South Carolina sat down with far-left MSNBC to explain why former President Trump might win their vote. In a word, money. Below, I'll explain why this is a very, very, very big deal. But here's the thinking. When asked if friends say they will either vote for Trump or are considering it, Kinnard Givens told MSNBC, "For sure." He went on to explain, "A lot of my friends, we've only voted once. And Trump is kind of all we know, Trump and Biden. And they're like, well, we were broke with Biden. We weren't with Trump." He added, "And that's kind of the only thing that I'm hearing over and over again is that with Trump, we had money." Justin Brown told MSNBC, "A lot of people admire Trump's persona, and they want to be him. They want to enjoy the perks that he has. He seems to always be able to circumvent the rules." Business owner Thomas Murray said of Trump, "I, in spite of all the craziness he may have in his head, reading some of the things that he talks about with business, I can kind of agree with as far as business-wise because I'm trying to grow my business. I haven't seen Biden really care about business," Murray continued. "And my concern is having my business so that I can build generational wealth, so my kids can see and have something to take upon when I'm not here." The interviewer summed up that he found three groups of black men in South Carolina. "Those who are planning on voting for Joe Biden again even though they're not excited," he said. "Those who are considering voting for Donald Trump, and those who will sit out altogether." In 2020, according to exit polls, his fraudulency Joe Biden won 92% of the black vote. But in the most recent NBC News poll, only 75% of black voters said they intend to support Biden's re-election. Trump won 8% of the black vote in 2020. That same poll shows 16% intend to vote for him this year. So why is this such a big deal if Trump wins only 16% of the black vote? The big deal is not about the percentage. It's about a massive shift in our culture, a total reversal of thinking. When he announced his support for Republican Richard Nixon's 1960 presidential bid, Jackie Robinson, the Jackie Robinson, was mercilessly smeared as an Uncle Tom. One of the bravest civil rights crusaders in American history. A man who laid it all on the line 15 years before anyone knew the name Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was trashed as a race traitor the moment he became a threat to the Democrat Party. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Senator Tim Scott, RSC. Alan West, Herman Cain, Ben Carson. The naked, merciless racial terrorism employed to punish and, more importantly, make an example of black men and women who challenge the Democrat Party. This organized crusade of hate, cruelty, and bullying of black conservatives is just another form of Jim Crow. The only difference is that instead of Democrats wielding billy clubs, German shepherds, and fire hoses, they wield character assassination through the corporate media, Hollywood, and academia. And now it's over. This year, and after more than a half century, the obscene Uncle Tom stigma has finally come to an end. When you have Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent openly declaring their affection for Trump or a willingness to vote for him, that is a seismic shift in our culture. When you have Ice Cube telling the truth about the stupidity of voting Democrat. When you have left-wing propaganda outlets like MSNBC treating black men respectfully who are considering voting for Trump. It marks the end of the most racist tactic to control the black vote since the end of Jim Crow, which was also a Democrat creation. Everything changed this year. Biden is wrong again. You can now vote for Donald Trump and still be considered black. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Nothing about this novel is predictable or formulaic. Nolte is such a gifted writer and can turn a phrase. The characterizations were so well done that each was a polished little vignette. The characters become deeply imprinted in your mind and compel you to keep reading. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jjmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.